Hi, Mini Beanies.
It's the Beanies here. That means you're with Laura.
Tim.
And Michael.
Today we might get a visit from Santa.
Yay. Hear all about his special skills.
Ooh. And learn why it's so hot at Christmas down under. Are you ready, Mini Beanies?
Let's go.
Hi, Mini Beanies. Today we're making some of our Christmas presents.
I'm making Michael a whole week's worth of spaghetti. Mm.
What is that delicious smell?
And I'm sewing Laura a little bag where she can keep her dog treats when she walks King Louis.
Really? I mean it. Can you guys smell that? It smells like a delicious surprise. Mmm.
Mm-hmm. This year we've decided to make our presents. It's been a lot of fun. And it's such a great way to show someone you love them at Christmas time.
Okay, I can't even remotely keep making Mim's surprise book of important lists while I can smell that amazing Christmas spaghetti surprise.
Michael, no, don't eat the spaghetti now. It's not Christmas.
Oh, but it's so delicious.
Mim's right, Michael. We're meant to wait till Christmas morning to get our presents, right after Santa comes.
Oops. I finished it.
Oh, that's okay. Well, now you can finish making my book of very important lists and make sure you put finish the list on the list.
Oh, reindeer. Well, while I remake Michael's entire pot of Christmas spaghetti, I've got a story about Santa. Would you like to hear it?
Yes, please.
The date was January 10th. Christmas had finally passed, and after one of the elves insisted that Santa should treat your elf, Santa and Mrs. Claus had enjoyed a delightful little holiday away. They sat sipping eggnog, and Santa said,
"You know, I work and work all December, but after that I just wait for the next Christmas to roll around."
"That's true. You're always pottering around the house in those other months."
"Yes, you're right, Mrs. Claus. Maybe I need some hobbies, like you and your karate."
"Hiya!"
"Good form, Mrs. Claus."
"Thanks. And great idea, Santa. It's time you found something you enjoy doing just as much."
So Santa decided that maybe he should find another job to keep him busy until December and Christmas rolled around. After all, he did travel around the world each year and had seen some pretty amazing countries and jobs. But to get any job, first you need to write a resume.
Wait, what's a resume?
It's a list of all the things that you're really good at, so you can give it to people to get a job.
Yeah, like yours would say, excellent attention to fart jokes, always punctual for dinner time.
Got it.
Now back to the story. So Santa started to write his very own resume to take around the world and see who would give him a brand new job.
Well, I've only ever worked as Santa my whole life. So I better try and make this look a bit more impressive. Let's see. Name, Santa J. Claus. Age, as old as time. Special skills. 1. Gift giver. 2. Decider of niceness. 3. Outstanding candy cane eater. 4. Works well with others, especially elves. 5. Can work to tight and demanding deadlines. Example, around the entire world to every child in one day. For professional reference, please call Easter Bunny.
So off Santa went to find a new job. He'd always loved to see the ballet as he passed through Russia, so that was his first stop.
"Now yes, Mr. Claus, is it? Yes, you may trial here. Pop on this black tutu. We're practicing Swan Lake, yes? Okay, well, in the back there, and we're on to tondus and 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2,
Santa squeezed on the black tutu and tried to follow along with all the Russian ballet dancers.
Oh, ho, 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 this is harder than it looks.
His big boots clomped and stomped across the floor while all the other ballet dancers fluttered and let their feet glide across the stage.
"You're not keeping up there, Santa. And turn, 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 turn."
Oh, I like the twirls. Oh, ho, 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 wee.
Santa was enjoying the twirl so much that he didn't see where he was going and... Ah, look out! Santa fell straight into one of the beautiful ballerinas.
Oh, ho, 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 I'm so sorry. Anna, is it? You wanted a pair of point shoes for Christmas 10 years ago.
Oh, yes, yes, that's right.
Well, Anna, very sorry to have squished you a little.
Santa helped Anna the ballerina up and they both laughed. But when he looked up, he saw the ballet teacher tapping his foot with his arms crankily crossed.
Mr. Claus, I am very sorry, but I do believe ballet is just not for you. I bid you good day.
Oh, that was a bit rude. Naughty list for you, mister.
Santa sulked back to the North Pole, sad that ballet wouldn't be his new job.
I guess that black tutu didn't suit me anyway. And I don't want to be Rudolph, but it should have been red in my opinion.
But Mrs. Claus knew that now wasn't the time to be giving up.
I don't mean to be insensitive, but you can't just try one job and then give up, my darling. Why don't you go and try something in Japan? You've always liked their sushi. And that's where I found my love for sumo wrestling.
I guess you're right, Mrs. Claus. I have to believe in my elf just a little more.
And with that, off Santa went to Japan.
You know, I have always wanted to try that Japanese style of writing.
Calligraphy, a special type of tremendous swirly writing that takes a lot of practice to master. Santa found a lovely Japanese calligraphy studio with paper doors and cushions on the floor.
Konnichiwa, Santa. I heard that you'd like to learn the ancient art of Japanese calligraphy.
Oh, yes. Hello there. You wanted a samurai sword for Christmas when you were 5, but the elves gave you some origami paper to practice with instead.
Oh, yes, that's right. Are you ready to get started with the lesson?
Absolutely. You know, this paper room is very tiny.
It allows you to focus on your work. Now, please sit down on the floor here. We'll get started.
It's a long way down here. Goodness.
Santa plonked on the cushion and picked up his brush. But the room started to spin.
Okay, Santa. We're going to draw a nice long line here.
Oh, this room is very small.
And another soft stroke here.
Everything is blurry.
Uh-oh. Santa forgot that he was claustrophobic. That means he feels a bit sick when he's in small spaces.
Are you okay there, Santa? You look a little flushed.
I have to get out of this teeny tiny room.
And with that, Santa sprung up and ran straight through one of the Japanese paper walls.
Whoopsie.
Santa said, breathing heavily.
Sorry about that, old sport. It's just that I get a little claustrophobic.
The Japanese teacher handed Santa his brush and resume and said,
I'm sorry, Santa. I just don't think Japanese calligraphy is for you.
Oh, Santa, I thought you'd slay that one.
Finding a new job is a lot harder than I thought it would be. It's going to be December soon and I won't have got a new job before it's Christmas again.
You look stressed, Santa. Perhaps you should go on a holiday.
Perhaps I should go on a holiday.
Great idea. Santa decided to take Mrs. Claus on a holiday to one of their favourite places, Australia. While they were relaxing on the beach, Santa saw some children learning how to surf.
Look, Mrs. Claus. Those little tackers are learning to stand on that board in the sand.
Oh, Santa, you silly sausage. They're learning to surf. Australians do it all the time, since they have such delightful beaches and waves. Look, out there, all the surfers are riding the waves on their surfboard.
That looks like fun. Do you think I could learn how to do that?
Of course.
Santa made his way over to the lesson.
Hey there, my dude. Would you like to join?
Little Stevie.
It's good to see you. You're always such a good boy. I remember you got a bicycle and a little toy boat many Christmases ago.
I did. Thanks, Santa. Now let's get ready to hang ten.
Hang a stocking?
Nah, man, hang ten.
Hang ten stockings?
And after some confusion about what hang ten meant, Lifeguard Steve showed Santa how to lie down on the surfboard, the proper way to paddle, and how to spring up when the perfect wave comes.
That's great, man. Now remember to paddle, 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 and then you spring up, 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 and then surf, surf, surf.
Paddle, 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 and then spring up, 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 and then surf, surf, surf.
Awesome. You're ready, Santa.
Gnarly, dude.
So Santa paddled out in the waves with his big surfboard. He was a little nervous, but he saw other surfers gliding easily across the water.
Ooh, that looks fun.
Next, Santa saw a big wave coming his way. It was the perfect wave.
Okay. Paddle, paddle, paddle. Spring up, up, up. Surf, surf, surf. Oh, I'm doing it. I'm doing it.
Santa was a natural. He surfed the big wave all the way to the shore.
Did you see Mrs. Claus? Did you see me?
Yes, darling.
Are you watching?
I'm watching.
I did it. I turned into the wave.
I saw.
And then I turned in, and then a big wave came.
Yes,
and
I was watching the whole time.
And I came around, and I turned.
You're very good.
And
it was amazing.
It was great.
I'm watching.
Santa loved surfing. In fact, he loved surfing so much that he spent the rest of the year learning how to be the best surfing Santa there was. Next thing he knew, it was December again, and time to return to the North Pole for Christmas time.
Ho, ho, ho! No, Mrs. Claus. A whole year has passed and I didn't get to find a new job.
I know you didn't, my darling, but don't be discouraged. It's Christmas Eve. It's time to deliver the presents to all the nice children around the world.
You're right, Mrs. Claus. Onward!
So Santa got the sleigh ready to spread all of the Christmas cheer. When he got to a particularly skinny chimney in Russia, he looked at it and thought of all the twirls he learnt in ballet class.
I wonder. If I twirl down this chimney like the Russian ballerina, it might be easier for me to fit. Ho, ho, ho! Wee!
Santa twirled down the chimney with grace and ease.
Phew!
When he got to Japan, he saw the most beautifully written Santa letter he had ever seen.
Oh, delightful. Perhaps I could use this calligraphy brush to paint a beautiful letter back. Oh, ho, ho, ho.
And Santa twisted and swirled a lovely Santa letter back with all the skill and focus he had learnt from his friend in Japan. And when it came time to deliver presents in Australia, do you know what Santa did?
Yeah, it's quite warm here for the reindeer. You know what I can do? Hang ten!
That's right. Instead of travelling around in his usual sleigh pulled by reindeer, Santa surfed around the country, delivering presents by wave to all the good mini-beanies.
Ho, 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 wee!
And while Santa didn't get any new jobs for the rest of the year, he realised that all his new skills made him even better at the job he was born to do, being Santa.
The end.
It's time to close your eyes and wake your imagination.
And make a picture in your head of...
A Christmas present.
How big is your present? Is it in a box the size of you? Or a teeny tiny gift bag?
If you shake it, what does your present sound like? Sand? Twinkles? A rattly rattle?
What does your present smell like? Like sweet candy canes? Or musky, like soap? Well done, Mini Beanies. You made...
A Christmas present!
Now time for a song.
Santa's on riding surfboards, surfing in the sun, delivering presents to everyone. He's on his way and he doesn't need a sleigh, 'cause Santa's on a surfboard holiday. Where's he going?
The Opera House!
Ho, ho, ho!
Surfing to the left!
Ho, ho, ho!
Surfing to the right!
Ho, ho, ho!
Hey, Ted!
Look out!
What?
Fun story. Christmas morning is my favourite morning ever.
Me too. It's so exciting to see what Santa left us.
I've drawn a snowman on my Santa letter, but now I'm thinking that doesn't make any sense since there isn't any snow at Christmas time.
Maybe it's made of sand. Our Christmases are always at the beach after all.
Yeah. Why is it always snowy in Christmas movies, but it's so hot here?
Why don't we ask
Professor Know-It-All?
Hello, beanies.
Professor, why is it so hot where we are in Christmas, but not in Christmas movies?
Yeah, and why is Santa wearing that big jacket? Isn't he boiling?
Are all snowmen actually made of sand? Why aren't they called sandmen? It makes no sense.
Ah, slow down, beanies. It does snow during Christmas time, but only in certain places in the world. Places that are in the Northern Hemisphere. Can you say that with me? Hemisphere.
Hemisphere.
If you look at the world, the top half of it, the Northern Hemisphere, has cold and snowy Christmases. And the bottom half of it, the Southern Hemisphere, has hot, summery Christmases. Countries like New Zealand and Australia, where we live, are in the Southern Hemisphere.
Oh!
So that means we have a hot Christmas?
That's right. Everyone who celebrates Christmas celebrates it on the same day, December 25th. And in Australia, December is the middle of summer. So we get to have a hot Christmas.
Then why are all our Christmas decorations made for winter time? And so many Christmas movies have snow.
Well, a lot of those things are made by people in places like America and Europe, who are in the Northern Hemisphere, where it's cold.
Man, I wish we had a wintry Christmas.
But then we wouldn't be able to do a lot of the cool Australian Christmas traditions, like go for a swim.
That's right, Michael. Australia has so many wonderful traditions that are so unique to the rest of the world. A lot of Australians celebrate the holidays with outdoor barbecues.
Or picnics.
Or water fights.
Exactly. And we can trust that although Australia is far away from the Northern Hemisphere and a snowy Christmas, Santa will always make his way here, hot or not.
Professor, do you think Santa really surfs around Australia? Like, hang ten, cowabunga, dude!
Bye for now, beanies.
Thanks for listening, mini beanies. Maybe you can write a letter to Santa.
Or make some presents for your big people.
Or think of a special Australian way to celebrate Christmas.
Bye, mini beanies.
Did you enjoy today's podcast, mini beanies? Want to know even more about it? You can find all sorts of fun activities like worksheets, colouring, sing and dance along videos, and so much more via the links in our show notes. There is even a link to get your own mini beanie t-shirts. I got mine. It says Professor Mini Beanie.
The Beanies' beautiful tunes were brought to you by The Beanies and the magnificent music wizard, James Court.